Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take a look back on some of the more notable stories from the week. With me new pal, well, for the next 7 minutes or so, TV and radio star PJ Gallagher. How's it going?
How are you? How's things? Thanks for having us on.
It's great to have you on. It's great to have you. How's lockdown for you? How are you coping?
Ah, oh, it's a pain in the ass.
It is.
You know what I mean? It really is. It's getting, like, especially like when you hit a Friday and you're thinking about all the things you'd like to do. But look, I don't know. I'm one of the lucky ones, you know. I have the privilege of just being bored out of my mind, really.
Did you just move back in with your mammy for lockdown?
Oh, that was ages ago, yeah.
Was it?
When this all was kicking off, I went back because she would have been, like, you know, left on her own and all of this. And it would have been, like, she'd be fairly high risk and all.
Yeah.
So I went back and all, and it's been mad because it's been such a role reversal, because now I'm the parent, you know. Now I'm the one that's saying, I want you, if where are you going? And don't be going out there. Don't be talking to anyone and don't be hanging out with anybody. And if you go to the shop, I want you to come home immediately. Don't be hanging around in the streets and all. So, yeah.
So is she keeping herself? Is she? Years. You have to keep her well behaved. I get that. So when you moved back in, did you bring the dogs?
I shared the dogs with my ex. So it's all grand. We've okay. loads of help. And I've got my sister, I've neighbours and everything. Everybody fights to get to look after the dogs. So that's grand. So I have the poor legs walked off. Them poor things. They're sick of me as well. Like, they're so sick of me.
Now, listen, speaking of animals, earlier in the week we heard some really weird, odd stories about animals. In fact, one listener gave CPR to a fish for an hour and videoed it, right? Saved the fish. He wasn't right after it. He keeps floating to the top and then banging into the glass. But he was alive. She did save the fish, right? And then we had these stories of people obviously living in the country being attacked by sheep and geese and chickens and all that kind of stuff. Now, you're a Dublin lad, so you probably didn't have much exposure to farm animals growing up, did you?
No, I didn't. No, not at all. But the first time I saw a cow, it scared the living. Like, it was like seeing a dinosaur. Like, I will never, ever forget the first time I saw a cow, because my dad took me out to see cows in Dublin, like on the outskirts of what was the outskirts then in Clontarf. And he took me to see cows. And I remember thinking, I'd seen them on TV. So in my head, they were definitely a large animal. So I would say a large animal was around the size of, say, a Great Dane or an Irish Wolfhound. And he took me to see these cows, and I'll never forget thinking, like, that was the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, I could not believe that anything alive in the modern world was that size.
They're big.
Scared the life out of me. Yeah. And then I remember thinking they could charge us at any minute, and I picked up a stone, and my dad says, don't throw a stone at them, because the farmer, he'll kill you, you know? I was like, what farmer? Like, I always imagined cattle were just wild animals that roamed around Ireland. Like, I didn't think it was a farmer. To me, in my head, a farmer was somebody who hunted the cattle so we could have meat for our dinner. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever seen. I still can't get over the size of a cow when I see it.
See, I live close to Ballymun, so I would be very familiar with the horses. You know, we see a lot of horses. I was actually chased by a young fella on a horse from Stapolan Lawns. He used to keep it in his front garden, and it was a huge thing, and used to chase us around the estate. Them's were the days, PJ. Back in the day. Well, listen to me. Back in the old day. Listen, you've two dogs, right? You just said there, but you've a theory about how much better they are than humans. What's that all about?
Well, they are. Like, that's why I'm so happy I have dogs during lockdown. It's because, like, if you think about it, every good quality that a human being has is the same thing they have in common with a dog. And everything a person has doesn't have in common with a dog is what makes them human. So, like, dogs are the greatest living creatures on the face of the earth. Like, they are. I would be so lost without them.
What are your dogs' names?
Stella and Wendy. Stella the Staffy and Wendy the Weimaraner.
Wendy. You have a dog called Wendy. We need to do a segment on the mad names that people call their dogs, because they're human names.
They are human names. My sister just got another dog from Dogs Trust last week, and it's called Ziggy. So obviously if I got that dog, it'd be called Barry or something like that. because I love I love names. I knew a fellow who had a pit bull called Sharon, and I think it was the best name for a pit bull I have ever heard.
That is amazing. I had a fella on during the week. He was playing one of our competitions, and his nickname was Susie because he had a dog called Susie, and he looked like the dog, so all the lads in work called him Susie. I just thought, that's a great name for a dog, Susie, isn't it?
Yeah, human names are brilliant.
They're the best.
I met a lurcher called Arthur once, and it was just so perfect for him. He looks so like an Arthur, big hairy head, and I'm like...
Brilliant. Now listen, we need to talk about advice, right? Because yesterday I was talking about being given some sound advice from my dad when I was a kid, and I remember somebody telling me never really to be myself. That was some good advice I got. But do you remember getting any advice that has just stuck with you all these years?
Never be yourself was genuinely advice, was it?
Yeah. I was out filming in Ibiza, and it was all kicking off. It was a bit mad. And the director turned around to me and says, right, Jen, if we're going to get through this and, you know, not get our heads kicked in, he said, just don't be yourself. And it stuck with me. And I was like, oh, okay. And it kind of just stuck with me. And my dad always says, if you enlist, you must soldier. I think he was talking about marriage. And yeah, so that's the two pieces of advice that I always remember. And now it might have been from your parents, PJ, but do you have any advice that kind of you never forget?
No, it's funny what sticks that you say it was your old man. Because I remember, before I was even 10, and my dad telling me, you're going to be 40 tomorrow. That rings a bell, because 30 years just disappeared. And he goes, when you hit 40, never trust a fart, never pass a toilet. And I swear to God, I live by those rules. You're talking about me and my dogs. I go to the park with my dogs, and they wonder why I have to go to the bush so much. I genuinely mark more territory in a walk than my dogs do. Like, as soon as I hit, I've been bursting to go to the toilet since 1996. I swear to God, I have. And it's just different levels of when I have to go and when I just, want to go. I've learned to tell the difference, but there's no not wanting to go.
There's never not wanting to go. What about in the middle of the night? Are you up at all hours? Like, how many times are you getting up in the middle of the night? Once? Twice?
Yeah, I'm like Scrooge. Like, I'm getting up in my nightdress and my little candle and looking for my bedpan. And the dogs again wondering why I won't go back to sleep. Yeah, I know. It's the most annoying thing about being a middle-aged man.
It's awful. It's awful. I hate it. Listen, we need to talk about lying, because we were talking about it earlier on. And just people are much better at it than other people. Are you one of those people? Would you tell your friend, the honest opinion, let's say about their clothes or whatever? Are you one of those people, or would you just lie to save face and just get on with your day?
I know, tell anybody what they want to hear. I'm always trying to work out what you want to hear and then tell you what you want to hear. Ireland's like, we're a nation of complimentary liars. We lie to make people happy, and I am all for that. We should lie our way into happiness forever.
But I hear that you reckon if you told more lies, did you say this, that you might have achieved more in your life?
Definitely, that's true. My problem is I kind of have this desire to tell the truth. And I can't kind of help myself, I wish, I look at people around me who are great liars, and they've done very well for themselves.
Successful,
I don't really begrudge them for it. I just think, well done you. It's a talent I wish I had.
Now, speaking of talent, I hope you have a talent of picking up your dog poo when you're out for a walk, because we did a whole segment on it, and my Jesus, the texts were flying in, and just, it's bad all over, everywhere you go. It's really, really bad. Are you as enraged about the issue of people leaving it there and not picking it up as the rest of the nation? How do you feel about the whole thing?
No, I hate it, because I've got a big dog, right? Like Wendy is a big dog, and she goes to the toilet, it's like a builder snuck into your garden and did this business. So you get so used to picking up big poo that when you stand in a little one, you think you really should have made the effort to put that somewhere. It drives me mental. It makes all of us dog owners look bad as well.
It does. You get judged, do you think, with your big dog when you're walking? Are people looking at you waiting to see if PJ Gallagher, the comedian radio star, is going to pick up his dog shite? What do you think?
Yeah. I hate it, because I always pick it up. But the judgment, when there's a runner going past you and your dog is doing a poo, and I've had runners literally stop and stare me out of it until I pick it up. I'm like, I'm picking it up, my poo. I had one fella when I was looking for a bag in my pocket, and he came over and goes, you should be picking up your poo. I picked up mine. And I was like, I got real angry with him. I was like, well, you shouldn't be going to the toilet in the park, should you? You should be going home to use your toilet. I was picking it up. Like, don't judge me. Just because I'm not picking it up that second, it doesn't mean I'm not looking for the bag, you know. And you go home, you learn how to use a toilet.
I know. You have to do it very quickly. Otherwise, people will be judging you. My friend was going for a walk down Dunleary Pier, and this dog did a dump right in the middle, and she instantly was looking around for the owner, going at the top of her, who did that? Who's going to kill your Murphy? It was his dog.
Did he pick it up though?
He did pick it up, but like you said, he just needed a few bleeding seconds to get the bag out of his pocket or whatever. So we'll give you a bit of grace time. How much grace time do you need to pick up your dog poo? 5 minutes? Oh,
sometimes it can be 20 minutes. I've had to stand over a dog poo and wait for a dog owner with bags to pass me by. You know, you're asking someone for a loan of a poo bag. It's a very pathetic thing to be doing, but sometimes you need to do it.
Yeah, oh my God, that's a nightmare if you get your poo bag, but at least you're decent enough to wait there with it. That's very, very decent of you. And speaking of being very decent of, you know, doing things, tell us about your show, PJ. It's not the reason why you're here at all, but you're telling me while you're on.
Well, the big DIY challenge is coming back. And it's basically a fun show where you can do any project you want within the confines of your own home and maybe win 10,000 quid. It's pretty much that simple.
Wow. And are you looking for people to register and get involved?
Yeah. So we want people to get involved, and it's like, it doesn't matter what the job is. So say like you have a job you've been putting off for ages, or loads of people now in this new world have had to sort of work from home and they're trying to build themselves new workspaces. So maybe you've got something like that on the go, or maybe you're as bad at DIY as I am and you get injured using Sellotape and you'd like to just try and turn a bench into a chair or something like that. All of those, that we're looking for all of those, like every one of them. So if anyone feels like they have it in them or they want to win 10,000 euros, rte.ie/lifestyle, click on the big DIY challenge and we would absolutely love to have you involved.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the show and being my friend for the last 7 minutes. You're an absolute star. Look forward to seeing that. And best of luck with the show.
Thanks so much.
Thanks PJ.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.